Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chaf. Chulin Kuf Chaf. We are on Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. We will start with the sixth wide line. That's where we are up to, the sixth wide line on Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. But just one ha'ara from yesterday that I wanted to mention, since it connects to this week's parsha, and that is the Gemara said was trying to figure out the shiurim of does it measure up to be a kibetza or not a kibetza? And the Gemara said, but if we're talking about the wheat in the time of Shimon ben Shetach, so then, you know, everything would be fine. So the Gemara said, you could even say we're only talking about one kernel of wheat, because the Gemara says in Tainus Daf Chaf Gimel that in the days of Shimon ben Shetach, the wheat was huge. The wheat was the size of kidneys. And if you look at the Gemara there, in the Tainus, it's because of the tzidkus of the generation. Because the generation was so righteous that, twofold. Number one, they were rewarded with grain, but also there's a deeper level, and that is the natural world around us is affected by the way in which we act. Human beings determine the way that the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom exist. Because because human beings are the nivra hanivcheres, and once we act in a certain way, that influences all around us. And who develops that? This is what we mentioned in a parsha shiur last year, the Beis Halevi on this week's parsha. Beis Halevi deals with the major problem, and that is how could we suggest that the animals were mistavik be'ein aminam? What the horses were with the cows and the birds are. All the animals by the Dor HaMabul, what they had a taiva for animals that weren't of their kind? So how is that possible? So the Beis HaLevi explains in this week's parsha, no, this is the point, exactly what that Gemara says. And that is that it was just based on the people's actions. Once the people are mistavik be'in aminam, so it's only natural that influences the world around them. Kamosha adam po'el ba'atzmo, alideh hergeleu b'ma'asav ha'ra'im. Just like we influence ourselves based on how we act. If we act in a certain way, that's mashpia on myself for the future. And just like it's mashpia on my friends, as just like it influences the people around me, so too it influences the inanimate and the non-human elements of the world around me. And even if it's bitzina, even if it's in private, because it's not something natural, it's something metaphysical. Mikal mako mayidei himashcho achar eza taiva hu magber kocha shal ataiva azu. That koach ataiva, that koach achet is strengthened in the world. Ache mashris ze beteva shal kol habruim. Uba haolam lios tivam nimshach laze yoz b'ashal yakodem. Kach yasen malko shal olam. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he made the world. And therefore, it's not a natural occurrence. It is something that it is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria. And he quotes a lot of psukim and midrashim kedarko b'kodesh, but that is what the Beis HaLevi says. Just at the end, he says, that's another sort of din and cheshbon. Din is what I did, cheshbon is what I caused to happen in the world around me. So I have a din v'cheshbon. The Vilna Gaon says din v'cheshbon is, din is what I did, and cheshbon is what I could have done at the time that I did what I did. That's din v'cheshbon. But the Beis HaLevi says, maybe din v'cheshbon here means din is what I did, and cheshbon is everything that I influence, Latov and Lara. Okay, that's the Beis HaLevi. I just wanted to mention that. Related to yesterday's daf. And now we have related to the wheat of Shimon ben Shetach. And now we continue. Now we continue with the Ibayis Ema, sixth wide line. So if you remember, we're up to an answer of the Gemara. What were we talking about? We had a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So I'm going to be a very interesting machlokas, whether a hair could be a yad. What if a hair could be a yad? A hair is an extent, we know a yad is usually a handle. It's what we handle the item with. And we mentioned it could be a stem, and it could be a bone, right, that does not have marrow. So it's a yad and not a shomer. So the Gemara has a machlokas whether a hair could be a yad. Reish Lakish says no, because right when you lift up the hair, it would rip off from the item that it's connected to. And Rabbi Yochanan says no, even a nima can be a yad. Even a nima can be a yad. So you have to explain for Rabbi Yochanan what is, why should that be? If you cannot handle something with this hair, so why should it be called a yad? It's just somehow he has a more physical definition. The fact that it's connected to it and it is a protrusion from it, that itself is good enough. Maybe similar to the chakira we had yesterday between Yad and Shomer, maybe that chakira itself, Gufa, can exist within Yad. According to Reish Lakish, the focus is on the usage. If I can't use this as a Yad, so then it's not a Yad. It's a hair, it's going to rip, then forget it. But it's all in the Gavra, it's all in my usage. I can't physically pick it up with his hair, so it's not a Yad. Yad is all about the Gavra's usage. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan has more of a physical definition. No, don't focus on usage. Focus on the Chefsa itself. Is this a protrusion from the Chefsa, but it's not a protection? Then it's a Yad. Then it's a Yad, even if you can't really use it. So Rabbi Yochanan has to have some type of definition. More focus on the Chefsa and not on the person. So again, it's maybe what we said yesterday, between Yad and Shomer. Today, we're suggesting within Yad itself. Okay, so we asked a question. Rabbi Yochanan asked a question on Rabbi Reish Lakish, because the Gemara quotes a Braisa, which had said, and I'm sorry, it's a Mishnah later on, Kuf Chaf Dalet, right, Mishnah 4 days from now. Or Sheishalav Kezayis Basar, back on that first wide line, if you have a hide that has a Kezayis of Basar, if there is a hair that is sticking out, so that it's Tameh. So isn't that Mishum Yad? So the Gemara had one answer, no, it's Shomer, how is it a Shomer? The hair penetrated all the way through. Is that really true? That will be a problem for Hilchas Tefillin, because Hilchas Tefillin, you're not allowed to have holes in it. So the Gemara said, no, it's not really called a hole if the sofer won't notice if it has a hole in it. I think I mentioned it in the past, but not so many Sifrei Torah Bizman Hazeh nowadays. But I remember one time, I was in a shul, 10 years ago or so, and there was a Torah, I remember it was a Shabbos Mincha, and they called me, I wasn't the Rav at the time, in that place, I was a visitor, and there was something in the Sefer Torah, so they called the Rav over, and the Rav came over to look, and he said, right, so everybody's always wondering, like, oh, thank you very much, everybody's always wondering, like, oh, what was it, what was the Shaila that everybody's trying to crowd around? So Shaila was that there had been a hole in the Torah, and there was like a sticker in the back, and they wrote a letter on the sticker. They closed up the hole with a patch, and they wrote a letter, and they asked the Ruffs about it. So the Ruff said, it's okay. So I went over afterwards. I'm like, wow. So he says, yeah, in the older Sefer Torah in Europe, they all have this. The older little, sometimes, what, they think the Klafim stayed so perfectly, and the Raman, the Shach, discussed this in Yaradei, in Hilchas Sefer Torah. And they say, the minhag is, again, like Achila, maybe not, but the minhag is, if you have a hole and you can patch it up, I don't know exactly what material, I'm sure it's mefurish, what material it has to be made, you can't just use like a post-it, right? You have to use something more serious, but that is talking about holes in the tefillin. But that was about holes in the Sefer Torah. Okay. Anyways, the Gemara had, if the hair goes through, isn't it a hole? So the Gemara says, no, any nekev that the dio goes over, it is not called a nekev. That was all one approach, how Reish Lakish deals with this problem that Rabbi Yochanan brought up to him. So now we're on the second answer. That's where we come in, Vibay Yisema. Maybe Reish Lakish says, no, it is Yad. It is Yad. It's not a Shomer and it goes all the way through. It is a Yad. And if it's a Yad, doesn't Reish Lakish say it has to be usable? If you pull it and it rips out, it's not going to be good. So, Kitam Rabbi Law, Bimiloi Shebein Hamalayim, just like Rabbi Law says in a different context, maybe we're talking about a case where there are a lot of bristles on something. He says that in a different context, which we'll see soon. Here we're talking about a bunch of hairs. It's not one hair that would rip out. It's like 20 hairs. So it's a whole wad. And therefore, if you pick it up by the hairs, it wouldn't rip. That's the Matzias. That's the case that it means in the Mishnah. Sa'ara shekinegdo means sa'arot. Shekinegdo means a lot of hairs, and therefore would be okay. Where did Rabbi Law say his statement about a lot of bristles? Aha, on the following, on the Mishnah in Uksin, Baruch Hashem, like we had yesterday, another Mishnah in Uksin. Miloi shebishibalim, if there are stalks on grain, and there are miloi are like these little hairs or points that stick out at the top. Sometimes you see stalks that have extra at the top. So mitamin umitamin veinam mitzdarfin. They can become tame, meaning if they become tame, then the whole item is tame, the whole stalk. Umitamin, and they transfer tuma veinam mitzdarfin, but they're not mitzdarif. Not mitzdarif, what does that tell me? It's a yad, not a shomer. That was the difference between a yad and a shomer. Whether it's mitzdarif, whether it combines to the shear. So it is a yad. So the Gemara says, malai lamai chazi. What is it going to be? What is it roi for? If you lift it up by these pieces on top, the whole thing's going to rip off. So Gemara answers, I'm Rabbi Loi, b'malai shebein amalayim. That's where he said it. That's where he said it. You have a bunch of stalks, a bunch of points on top, so you can lift it up by all of those, and the whole thing could get ripped out, and it will not detach. Good. Lishna achrina, or a different version of the story. We're going to have three different versions now. This is a Dafyomi special, when you can get a 15 lines repeat. So we're going to have all the way to the 2 dots of the next Amud. It's going to be the same exact Gemara right here. So first, Lishna achrina, a different version. Amrila, this is how Reish Lakish answered Rabbi Yochanan. When he said, we must be talking about yad, but it must be a lot of them. This is how the conversation went. Hachrabi Mestavra, it makes sense. This is how he tried to answer at first. It makes sense to Mishum Shomer that it is Mishum Shomer. This is another version of the first answer. Because if it's Mishum Yad, if the hair, again, when we're talking about, still talking about that Mishnah of the later on, Kuf Chav Dalin. If it's Mishum Yad, of course it's not Roy. So it must be talking about Mishum Shomer. Answers of Yochanan, what do you mean? It could be talking about Yad. Kidam Rabbi Lob, Imalai Shemein Amalayim, Hachanami Benima Shemein Animin. No, so then we would know here too, could be talking about Nima Shemein Animin. And where was Rabbi Law's source? Aha! On this, it's not, because the Mishnah says they're in Uxin, the third Mishnah in Uxin, Hamalai Shemein Shabi Shibalim, Mitamin, Umatamin, Vein Mitzarfin, Malai Lamai Chazi, Rabbi Lob, Imalai Shemein Amalayim. Period. That's the second version of the conversation. The one difference that could be noted is that in the second version, Rabbi Yochanan is defending that it's Mishum Yad, not Reish Lakish. He's saying, what do you mean? It could be Yad, and it could be picked up by the hairs. It could be picked up by the bunch of hairs. And Reish Lakish would argue on that? Because Rabbi Yochanan is the one that's saying that in this context. So Reish Lakish would argue on that? Maybe Reish Lakish then would say, no, each one has to be able to handle the item. Who cares that there's a bunch? But if each one independently is not a Mishum Yad, they all combine to be a Yad? You think about it, it's a Chiddush. Just because there are 35 of them, why should each one of them be called a Yad? Are they together? Are they connected? They're connected through the item, but they're each a separate entity. So maybe that's a machlokas here. Maybe that's a machlokas here. Interesting. Right? So that is the, that's how Rashi formulates. If you look at the, four lines for the bottom, Rashi says, Amarei shlokish nami dolo have yad. Right, and then he quotes, he quotes that to Mishum Shomer. Right, and then the Gemara answers back to Reish Lakish, it still could be called a Yad. So according to this second version, we think it's just a repeat, but maybe there's a totally different way of viewing the Machlokas. Whether the first version is that Reish Lakish would agree if they have a bunch together, and the second version is that no. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that. And Reish Lakish wouldn't agree because they're all separate. Okay, just a suggestion. Okay, third. V'ika d'masni lo, amas isin. And some have another version that maybe it's all was said directly about our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the parents back on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. Ha'or v'harotev akipa, our Mishnah that had the whole list of items that are mitame tumas ochlin and not mitame tumas nevelos for tziruf. So the last one, the vechulu here is important. The vechulu is atzamos. It also had bones in there. So which was, right, or rotev and kippa are not yads. Right, that's not, or it could be a shomer, but it's not yads. So we're talking about yads here. So you have to look in the vechulu, which are bones. Mitztarfin latami tomas ochlin. They are mitztarfin. They could combine to be mitami tomas ochlin and not tomas nevelos. And on that Mishnah, that was there where the machlokas was. Amarei shlokish. Lo shonu. When do we say this? Ela etzem da havi shomer. When do we say that you could have a yad? An etzem, a bone. Avol nima lo havi shomer. But a nima, a hair, cannot be a shomer because it would fall off.
V'Rab Yochanan Amar, Afilu Nima Nami Havi Shomer. Even a hair can be a Shomer. Amar Le Rish Lakash Rab Yochanan, Umika Shomer Agavi Shomer. Rish Lakash Yes Rab Yochanan, how could a hair be a Shomer? A hair is on top of the hide, which is then on top of the Basar. How could it be a Shomer? So as we said yesterday, Shomer Agavi Shomer is not good enough. Chilchule Mechalchel. No, it penetrates through. Maskev Lo, remember, I'll say something about Shomer Agabi Shomer in a second. Maskev Lo Rav Acha, let's just finish though, the same Gemara we had. Elameata Tfilin Echi Kasvinan. If the hairs always penetrate through, how could you write Tfilin? Habina Ksiva Tama Valeka. Right, don't you need Ksiva Tama on perfect cloth without any holes in it? Tama, the Chefsa, the item has to be complete. Interesting, Ksiva Tama, maybe but on what I just said before, is a din in Tfilin. Sometimes, Tefillin and mezuzah have a higher standard than Sefer Torah, ironically. Right? The biggest thing, the most common example of that is Kesidron. They have to be written in order. If you get a problem in Tefillin and mezuzah in a middle letter, you got to rewrite the whole thing. Because it has to be written Kesidron. If it's just fixing something that's already okay, kosher, but they have it, okay. But Sefer Torah, you don't have that halacha, forget it. Kesidron, you wouldn't be able to, you wouldn't be able to do it. Right? So Sefer Torah doesn't have that halacha, but it's Tefillin and mezuzah. So here too, Ksiva Tama is by Tefillin. So the Gemara says, how do you have that? So we say, no, Ish Tamitzei, Hatami B'mar Rabba, they forgot what they used to say in Eretz Yisrael. Kol Nekev Shadio Over Alaveinu Nekev. Any hole that ink goes over, meaning it's not noticeable, is not considered a hole, and therefore, that's how Rabbi Yochanan answers Reish Lakish. Eisei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and the same exact Shach Levitaria. Or Sheish Lav, because it just started differently. It started on our Mishnah, and it didn't start on that other statement, that Tosefta, about Shnei Atzamos. Falein Shnei Chatzai Zesim. Right? That's the whole same conversation. Question is, what did it start commenting on? Eisei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, or Sheish Lav, because I is Basar, Hanogeh B'tzeva Yesu Menu B'sar Shekanegde Tamei. If you have a Basar, you have a Kazayis Basar, so if you have a sliver of meat that is coming out, or a hair, it's tameh. My la mishum shomer, isn't that because of shomer? And therefore, this is Rabbi Yochanan talking, and that is a raya to me. No ma, lo mishum yad, neima, nima achas lamai chazi, katam Rabbi Lo, v'mlai shemena mleim, achrami benima shemena nimen. Same thing. V'hecha edmad Rabbi Lo, aha, tistana mlai shemem shebeshibalin, metamenu mitamen v'mestarfin, the pointy store, hairs on top of the stalks can transfer tumah, can become tameh, and are not mitzarif. Milai lamai chazi, amar Rabbi Lo, b'milai shebein hamaleim. Same exact discussion that we had. One ha'ara, one that I mentioned yesterday that I didn't have time to mention. That is, there is a chakira mentioned. It was mentioned here in the Biuri Adaf from the Shechitas Chulin, right? That the one of the Achronim on Chulin. What's the reason? The Gemara just said here again, a second time, Ein Shomer Al Gabi Shomer. It can't be a Shomer on top of a Shomer. Why is that? Why not? Maybe someone could have two Shomer. Double security. Right? Why can't you have, you go through one checkpoint, then you go through another checkpoint. So why can't you have two layers? The Gemara said in the case of the onions yesterday. No, if the middle one is already a Shomer, then the other can't be a Shomer. So, says the Shechitas Chulin, maybe, Liesh Lachor Matam, Shein Shomer Gabi Shomer. Sheyesh lomar, one reason possibly is mishum sheshomer zedafka kishuhu samach laochel. By definition, a shomer by food has to be next to the item that it is protecting. Shehare b'din shomer hischadish shashomer nechshav ki'ilu hu ochel. Because remember, the chiddush is that a shomer is mitzaref, meaning a shomer is part of the item. You can't be part of the item if there's a separation. Right, it's got to be connected right next to the item. The MK is a dafkin shu samach lochel. So reason number one, maybe ain't shomer agabe shomer, is because the shomer has to be next to the item. That's A. Or do we say no? A shomer can't be a ain't shomer agabe shomer. Why? Because the most something can have is one shomer. Can't have two shomerim. It's a very different reason. Right? You can't. Most something can have is one shomer. By definition, if there's already a shomer, nothing else can be a shomer. Nothing to do with, it has to be connected right next to it. Right? That's the two ways of understanding. There's a shomer, ain't shomer gotta be shomer because it has to be next to the item that it's connected to. Or no, you can only have one shomer and not two shomer. So he quotes one nafkamina. But I thought another nafkamina could be, what if you have
a shomer that's not only one shomer, but it's not directly connected. For some reason, there's some type of hefsek between that shomer and the item. Maybe there's airspace. Let's say, let's say a nut. A nut has sometimes, it's not mamish touching, right? There's air, it shakes around in there. Maybe it's touching in one spot, wherever the nut is on. But let's say you can think of a hechi timsi where there's space in between the shomer and the item. So that would be a beautiful nafkamina between these approaches. If you say the shomer is ancient ragabi shomer, why? Because it has to be directly connected on the item. So maybe it wouldn't be a shomer here, even though there's no other shomer. Because it has to be mamish makurav to the item that it's protecting. Mashaykin, if you say ancient ragabi shomer is only because you can't have two shomer, you can only have one, then even if there is some separation between the items, between the item and the shomer, it will still be called a shomer. Okay, maybe that's a hakira, two understandings of why in shomer and gabi shomer.
Can't be a shomer to one thing and an item yourself that has shmira?
Could you be a shomer to one thing and an item itself? Meaning, let's say you have an edible peel. Right? Let's say you have a most fruit of edible peels. Right, nowadays we even have our chocolate orange peels. Right, if you go to some fancy gift shops. Depending what you're talking about, could be a shomer and an item itself. So the nafkamina would be when it's on it.
The
outer, the inner layer is not called a shomer, we said, because it's totally edible, so it's considered part of the item. The outer layers, the brown parts, we said is pure shomer. Yes, I'm saying, but let's say, it depends, but while it's on the fruits, so then it would be a shomer, because for Hilchos Tumah, once it becomes Tameh, it'll transfer in. If it's off, if you peeled the fruit, then it might be just his own entity, it wouldn't be a shomer anymore. Okay, period. We're up to the two dots. Right, so now, that was all about general concepts about our Mishnah. Now we get to talking about what is each of the items back in the Mishnah. What are they? So the first one is Rotev. Aha Rotev. My Rotev. What does Rotev mean in the Mishnah? Again, the whole list, if you remember, all these items were mitzarif for Tumas Ochlin. They were mitzarif to the shear of Tumas Ochlin, but they were not mitzarif for Tumas Nevelos. For if you have meat, then you need this for the shear of Kezias. So my Rotev. Amarav Shumna. It's the Shuman. It's the fat. The fat that Rashi. Shuman Sha'al Hamarak. Making soup and the fat goes to the top. You have cooking meat and the fat goes to the top. So that's what we're talking about. So Amalei Abaya, who atzmo yitami tumas ochlin? What is the Mishnah talking about that it's going to be mitztaref? It itself is edible food. It might not be too healthy, but it's edible food, and therefore why is the Mishnah talking about it's going to be mitztaref? Right? It's a food itself. Ella chelav dekarish. Or it says on the side, chalav dekarish. It's talking about just not fat, not the fats that the shuma that goes to the top, but chalav dekarish is a certain type of liquid that comes out of the meat as it is being, I guess it's not the fats. Rashi says, lacha hayotzem in abasar. A certain type of oozing substance that is not you don't eat that separately. It's just grease. It's just a type of grease that comes out. You don't eat that, and that's what's mitztarif. So the Gemara says, "My ayir karish, kilo karish nami." What do you need it to congeal for? It's chilav the karish. Only if it congeals is it mitztarif. So why? Even if it doesn't congeal, Dam Reish Lakish says, "Tzir shal gabe yarak." If you have tzir with vegetables, what's tzir with vegetables? Rashi has two pshatim. Let's go with the parallel one where you have certain type of liquid that comes out of the vegetables as they're cooked, right? The watery type of liquid. Mitztarif l'koko says Yom Kippurim. If you have the tzir with vegetables, it's mitztarif to the shear on Yom Kippur, even though it's liquid, even though it's not mitztarif. So we know Yom Kippur, the shear is koseves, the size of a date. The only time that the Isra Achila is not measured by Kizayis, it's measured by Kosebes. Say as the Gemara, so why here in the Halacha of Tumas Ochlin, we say that it has to congeal while there by the Isra of eating on Yom Kippur, it doesn't have to congeal even if it's still liquid. Gemara answers, Hasa Mishum Yisuve Daitahu. Over there, as we know, by Yom Kippur, it's not about an Isra Achila per se. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't eat on Yom Kippur. There's no losaseh. None of the Monei HaMitzvahs count a losaseh. And it's a achil on Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah saseh. So this is a say of putting myself in a state of affliction. So therefore, anything that violates, that takes me out of my state of affliction, that's going to be the bitul asay. So even if it's liquid, it's a more flexible definition because it's all about yisuv daite. So b'chol dehu mitzvah daite, with anything we'll have yisuv daite. Hacha mishum it's tarufehu. But here we're talking about formal definitions of shiurim. So therefore, you can have limits. Ikarish mitztarif, ilo karish lo mitztarif. Right? Rashi says beautifully here. Rashi says ba yom kippur, even if it's not halachically an ochel, it could still be mitztarif. But it's not about ochel, it's about the state of being that the person is in. If the person is not in the state of yisuv daitas, then it's okay. Right here, it's a chumrah. Right, see that Rashi and that big Rashi. The inami love ochla, even if it's not a food. Kiva de mesva daite mechayiv. The halosu unexiv. Vizelo isana. So Rashi says, even if it's not an ochel, right? That is on Yom Kippur, right? It's mitzvah daita. As I was just saying, that here it works out to be a chumrah. Sometimes it can be a kula. Sometimes it can be a kula. How it can be a kula? What's the concept of eating b'shiurin? Right? Generally, what's the first thing a posek says? Somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur, Achmanu Litzlan, whatever, they have a certain sickness. So we say, oh, have a shot glass of food or drink and drink every 10 minutes. What does that mean? You're eating. Answer is, but you're still in a state of inui. Even, that's the opposite. That is ochel. Here's a case where it's not ochel, but it violates yisuv daita, and that's why it's a problem. That's a case. Eating b'shiurin is a case where it is ochel. It is ochel, but it is not a violation of yisuv daita, and therefore it would be okay. Just one implicit thought. I saw one of the achronim is medayik from Rashi. It sounds like another rishonim also that if what was the line in Rashi? Rashi says, "Aval hacha ochel umashke mitzdarif." And here, the ochel and the mashke can't be mitzdarif because they're different shiurim. Therefore, if you have food and liquid, they're not mitzdarif. It sounds like from Rashi though that if you have enough of a liquid, it would be mitzdarif. If you had enough of a liquid on its own, there is an important machlokas. I don't think I've ever mentioned before. Saw yesterday machlokas Rambam Ravid. It's such a basic machlokas. Could apple juice become tamei? Good question. Could orange juice become tamei? We have to know that. Halacha l'maisa. Could they become tamei? If zav touches apple juice, picks up the apple juice bottle and is it tamei? So the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether only the seven liquids that are called mashkin can become tamei, or all liquids, the seven liquids, the same liquids that are machshir l'kabel tuma, yad shach adam, only those seven, or all liquids. Rambam says only those seven liquids. Begini tochas tumas ochlin. Ein shem mashke. Shem mekabel tuma. El shivas hamashkin. She maninu bilvad. Abel sharb me peris. Kederach she'ein machshirin. Kach ein mekablin tuma klal. Wow. That's a very important shita. The Rambam says, apple juice, orange juice. If you're not one of the seven liquids of Yad Shach Adam, it cannot become tamei. Can't. The Ravid argues, Lo matzasi shein makablin to maklal, el shein mitzarfin, ochlin b'shevas mashkin. It goes through all these mishnayas. Right? All the Rishonim had these mishnayas on their fingertips, of uksin, and ahalis, and machshirin. Got to have these all on their fingertips. So that's the machlokas, Rambam Ravid, because the Mishnah goes through the different sources. But some point out that maybe the Rashi here seems to be like the Ravid, because Rashi is talking about mashkin in general. It sounds like the mashmos is that if you would have enough of a shear, it would be in starif. Okay, let's go weiter. Via kippa is also in the list. My kippa, what is kippa in the Mishnah? Omar Rabba, Pirma, or Rava Pirma. It's Pirma. What's Pirma? Pirma is like the gook and the dregs, I don't think that's an English word, the dregs at the bottom of the pot. Right, that's what the kippa is. That's mitztarif. Amalei Abaya, same question. Huatzwi yitami to masochlin. That's edible. Edible. A lot of people like to scrape the bottom of the cholent, right? They like to burn stuff on the bottom. So it's edible itself. Elamar papa tavlin. You're right. No, we're just talking about the spices themselves. So there's area of spices. You don't eat that. It didn't get mixed in well. So those spices, that's what we're talking about in the Mishnah.
That's what's mistarif. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah. See on the side? It's not really a Mishnah. Just says Tanan Hasam. So sometimes once in a while you see the word Tanan, even though it should be a Tanya. Right? So okay, once in a while. Hikvas Adam Ba'achalo. Let's say the rest of the today's daf, actually the next Amud, half here and half on Amud Beis, is going to talk about making solids into liquids and liquids into solids, right? Do the surim still exist when that occurs? Right? Why is that here? Maybe because we were just talking about items that congeal. So that's why we're talking about it here. So Hikbas Adam, let's say I solidified blood, va'achalo, and I ate it. Solidified blood. Oh, shehim ches achilev, or I liquefied fat, vegamo, and then I drank it and I swallowed it. Chayiv. Either way, if I switch the natural state that the item is in, I'm still chayiv daraisa. So bishlam hikmes adam ba'achalo, fine, if I solidified blood and ate it, I should be chayiv. Kiva da'ak pe'ach shuvei ach shuvei. If you solidify something, that is considered an aliyah in its significance. You took something, you made it into a something solid, so you were machshivit, so I understand why you're going to be chayev there. Elohim ches achelev v'gema'o, but when you liquefied chelev, achiluk sivabei. It says achila, it says the isra of eating chelev, v'halab achilahi, and this is drinking, this isn't eating. So why should you be chayev? So amrei shlokesh, amakra, nefesh. Rabbo says Ashose. Okay, special limud, nefesh, any physical sustenance, and therefore, that's what nefesh is including, right? Vayinafash, that the Gemara says in Beitza, like vayinafash means, you feel good after Shabbos, right? Shabbos vayinafash, so nefesh, you feel good, so that includes even drinking. Tosfos here asked the Kasha and all the other Rishonim ask, and that is, many places in Shas you find the principle of a shesia bechlal achila. Not medakdek that, oh, it says achila, it's okay, I mean drinking. Right, we say there are five inuyim on Yom Kippur. Achila and shesia are one. Right, they're not two. So he asked Tosfos in Larabos, Lamalikra, shesia bechal achila. So Tosfos says, no. Shesia bechal achila is always by items that are normally drunk. You could say that's bechal achila. But by an item that's a solid that you liquefied, that you don't find. Shesia bechal achila. That's an important line in Tosfos. V'yesh lomar da'hasa maybe lo d'shtia kagon yayin v'shemen v'hacham abidi debar achila debemachi luhu v'shasi luhu. That is what is unusual. You see the last two words of Tosfos. There's a gilyan hashas there. Gilyan hashas points to Tosfos. You see here ayin Tosfos b'sechas nida. Tosfos b'sechas nida has a different answer. Tosfos there says the chiddush. It's a little similar, but Tosfos says the chiddush of the pasuk is that you might have thought that it's not called chelev anymore once it's liquefied. Right, not to focus on the gavra, but focus on the item. You might say that once it's changed its form, it's not called chelev anymore. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush. It's still called chelev, but it's still usher, and you're going to get malchus for it. Right, that's the similar, but a little different focus in the answers. By the way, also it says here, how did you solidify the blood? Hikmas achelev. What did you do? How do you solidify blood? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says here. Rashi says al gabe ha'or. You boiled it. So well, you boiled it and you solidified it. So what's Rashi Shita? Dam shebishlo is chayav daraisa. Cooked blood, right? Beferish. Tosfos cannot say that because Tosfos is like the other opinion. Second Tosfos. Hikpeu bachama amairi. You solidified it in the sun. Aval ba'or lo the dam shebishlo in over love. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos is cooked blood chayav daraisa. Right? If somebody cooks blood, big, let's say somebody cooks a piece of meat without salting it properly, and they eat it, so is that going to be an issa daraisa on the blood or an issa darabanan on the blood? So Rashi says daraisa. That's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos right here. We mentioned this, if you remember, at the beginning of the parak, because we said that the end of the last parak, the last mishnah, the last parak said the differences between dam and chelev, and it did not list there cooked. Oh, if you cook blood, it's only Darabanan, and if you cook chelev, it's Daraisa. Didn't list that as a difference. So the Ran, right here, on our daf, says about that Mishnah. The fact that it doesn't list it, it must be that you're chayav Daraisa, like she does Rashi here. Okay. Vaitu. Tanya nami gabi. Chametz ki agavna. We have a similar discussion by Chametz. Him chayu v'gama'o. If I liquefy Chametz, and I swallow it, im chametzu anish kares. If it's Chametz, then it's an iser kares. Im matzahi, if I liquefy matzah, in adam yosi b'yidei chavasu b'pesach. I'm not yosi b'mitzah matzah. If I liquefy it, if I make it a little soft,
and it still looks like matzah and tastes like matzah, okay. But if I totally liquefy it, I'm not going to be yotze. Bishlama im matzah, he had the yotze, yotze, pesach, fine by matzah, I understand. Lechem oni amarachmana, v'hai lav lechem oni you. It loses its status of lechem oni if I liquefy it, and therefore it is not going to be allowed. Tosfos also says, it says, ba'erev tochlu matzos. And also it says you have to do achila by matzah, not drinking. Ela im chametu anish kares, achila ksibbe. But why by chametz should I get kares? It says not to eat chametz. Same question as before. Amarish lakish amakra nefesh. Larabo says a shose. It says nefesh also by chametz, so that includes a shose. Good. V'tanya nami third, and also says the third context. Tanya nami gabi nevelos of tar. You also have the same idea by nevelos of tar. Ki agavna similarly. Remember, whenever we talk about this, nevelos of tar, a nevela of a kosher bird. A nevela of a kosher bird, a nevela of a non-kosher bird is not mitame. A nevela of a kosher bird has unique halachas of how it makes mitame. If I have a kosher bird, a dove that died without shechita. So that is a nevela. But how is it matame me? Only as I eat it. Right? Matame beis abliya. That's the chiddush, right? The first mishnah in Maseches Taharas discusses nevelas of tar. So special din there too. Himcheyu ba'ar, if I liquefied it in fire tame. Bachamatar, in the sun tar. We'll get to why. V'havinan ba, achiluk sibba. But why, if it's liquefied at all, why? It only makes you tame if you eat it. So amrei shlakish, amakra nefesh, the abarjah shosa. So you have all three. The Gemara just says, by the way, yachi bachamanami. So why, if it liquefies in the sun, is it not? So bacham is ruchim israch. No, it really gets disgusting. So it's not really edible anymore if you liquefied it in the sun. That's why the Ran also quotes this line. It says, Hakatosva suggests what he said before. Becomes disgusting. So toasters would have to be mechalek between different things. Blood in the sun doesn't get ruined, and a bird in the sun does get ruined. Toasters would have to answer that. Okay, but either way, you have three contexts, three psukim that tells me if I liquefy a solid, I have it by chelev, and you have it by you have it by dam, you have it by chametz, and you have it by nevelas oftar. So the Gemara now goes through, what do you need all three for? If you only add chelev, chametz loasimine, you wouldn't be able to learn chametz from it. Why? Shkin lo haisa lo shasa kosher. Chelev is more stringent. Because chelev was never kosher. Chametz was kosher last week. So therefore, I might not have said you'd be chayev for chametz. So nevela lo asimine, and nevela also, you would not be able to learn from chelev. Shkin on ishkaris. Because chelev is an iser karis, nevel is not. So that's why you couldn't just write chelev. Because of rechman chametz, and if I only wrote chametz, it also wouldn't work. Chelev lo asimine, shekin lo huter michlalo. Chelev, you would not be able to learn from it, because why? Chametz, there are no exceptions. Chametz is aser, period, to everybody. Chelev, we'll see, there are exceptions. Just for example, chelev is only aser by behemoth, not by chayas. Right, so we'll see that. Nevela lo asimine. Nevela also would not be able to be learned from chametz. Can I karis? Again, because chametz is an iser karis. And what if you only wrote nevela? Hanach lo asimine. The other two would not be able to learn from nevela. Shekein mitama. Nevela has a chumer in that it gives off tuma, unlike chametz and chelev, which are not mitame. So therefore, you can't just write one of them. Now the Gemara says, okay, chadami chadolas, yetesi chadami tarti, maybe leave one out. Write two of them. Leave one out. So now the Gemara has to explain how there is a kula by each one. So you wouldn't be able to learn one from even the two. So hey Tesi, which one would you bring in and leave out? Would you leave out Nevela? That doesn't work. Malahanash Kenanish Karis. Because Nevela doesn't have Karis, unlike the other two. Don't write chametz and learn chametz from the other two. Malaharash kin loisalai and chazak kosher. Chametz used to be mutter, unlike the other two. Lo lifter rachmana bechelev atesa mihanach. Don't write chelev and learn chelev from the other two. Malaharash kin lohuta mechlalon. No chelev. The other two don't have any haterim. Chelev has a built-in leniency. Tomer bechelev shuta mechlalo. Chelev has a built-in leniency. So therefore, you can't learn any one from the other two. So my niyu, the Gemara just ends off. What's the built-in heter of chelev, ilema chelev behema legavoa. Is it that you're allowed to sacrifice the chelev of a behema as on the mizbeach? So nevela nami is tiri. No, nevela also then has a heter to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Malikas of legavoa. We do malika to a bird. Wow. The Gemara calls malika nevela. Why? Because if you would do malika to an animal for you to eat, that would be a nevela. We discussed this way back. Remember, in Zvachman Menachas, we discussed, is malika a nevela which you're allowed to eat, or is malika not a nevela? Right? Is it just like the shechita of kachin? So Gemara, very important lashon here. The Gemara here says that chelav is no, would it be a chiddush then? Because nevela is mutter. Right? That's discussed in the Achronim. We don't have time to go into it now again. Ela, this is the heter, the built-in heter. What I said before, chelav chay el hedyot. Chelav chay is mutter to a hedyot. That's his built-in heter. The Gemara says, ay, nevela nami ishtri malika dechata sa'of lakonim. There's a time that nevela also could be eaten by a carbon chatas. Chatas ha'of is eaten by the Kohanim. So Gemara says, no, you can't, that's not a parallel. Why? La'olam chelav chay lehedyo. It is chelav chay, that's the built-in heter. Udegakasha lecha Kohanim. Kohanim yishalchun gavoa kazachu. They're getting that from Hashem. That's not a heter, built-in. No, Hashem is allowing them to eat it, special din, and therefore, lemaisa, what comes out lemaskana, you cannot learn any one of them from the other two. That's why you have to have psukim by all three. So Gemara says, alright, what about the following? The Brisa says, by shrutzim, hatameim, not only is a sheretz tamei, and usser, but also the liquid of the shrutzim. So the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for to tell, teach me that the liquid of the shrutzim has the same status of as the solid of the shrutzim? Learn it out from these three. You have three here. So learn it out. The Gemara says, Trichi. No, you need this one too. Dilo chazav rachman, if you would not have written the pasuk by sheretz, hava amina dialovam and adin lios kenidon, I would have limited the limud. And therefore what? Ma hasam adika kezayis. Just like by all those three, the limit is kezayis. Afachanami adika kezayis. So too here. And the problem is, by shrutzim, it's a smaller shear. It's the size of a lentil. Ka'adasha. And therefore, I can't learn that specific unique fiddish from the others. So Gemara says, okay, what about the, right see on top, Rashi says, Isser achilasam bika'adasha kitum asan. The isser of eating a sheretz is compared to its tumah. If you eat a whole item, a whole sheretz, that's birya. But even part of it. So the Gemara says, okay, how about the opposite then? Okay, so just write shrutzim. The liquid is like it's solid. And learn the other three from shrutzim. So the Gemara says, no, mishum dikol mifrach. Mal shrutzim shkein tumasan b'mashu. Exactly the point. Sheretz is more chamor. And therefore, I would have said only sheretz, not by the others. Mashu is not dafka here. The Tosafot Rashi here says mashu really means kadasha. It's just that in relative terms to a kezayis, the Gemara calls it a mashu. But really, it's not literally a mashu. Period. Okay, so we have four limudim that we need to deal all four. So let's keep going. The Hadatanya, this brisa, hatevel, right, a grain that did not take off shumas or maizes from yet. The achadosh. Chodesh, we've spoken about many times, items that have taken root since last year Pesach, via hektish, via shvius, via kilayim, kulon, mashkina, yotzim, and kamosan. All of them, the liquids from them, are just like them. Me no one. So how do you know that? By all of these. We just said you need a source for all of them. So how do you know? By these. And if you want to say, hey, learn it out from all four that we quoted previously, no. All the other ones are cases where there's no human input. To create nevelas of tahar, to create chametz, I mean, obviously you have to make the item. But what the item is the item, there's no human input. Hashem confers the iser. So by the others, so all of those, so that's not like some of the ones on this list. So the Gemara says, Teina Checha de Isser Bameilav. Fine, by the ones on this list that the Isser comes by itself, it works. Hecha de Lab Isser Bameilav Minalan. But what about the ones that the Isser does not come by itself? That doesn't work. Which one is there a question about? So all different cheetahs in the Rishonim. Rashi here says, the Shiloh is only on Hektish. Only on hektish. That's what a person does. I am machter something. But everything else, including kilayim, right, kilayim? Lachar, I would have said kilayim. You create kilayim. No. Rashi says kilayim. It's just like, let's say, chametz. You create a certain existence, and then Hashem makes it aser. Only by hektish you create the existence, and you aser it. You're machtish it. Rashi says only hektish is the question. Tos is right here. Only kilayim is the question. Not hektish. Okay, we don't have time to focus on it now, but it's amazing. interesting machloksim to think about. Biyun, the lundus of what is defined as an isser haba me'elav, what is defined as an isser that a person has input in. But right here is machlokas. The other Rishonim also get into the act here. Or when it grows one 200th, right? Might be Tali on that. So the Gemara says, Gamrina may be Bikurim. Okay, fine. The ones that you can't learn out from the earlier ones, you learn out from Bikurim. Because Bikurim also has the liquid like it's solid. Or Bikurim Gufay Minolan. How do you even know it by Bikurim? The Tani Rav Yossi. Pre. It says the word pre by Bikurim. Priyata maybe viata maybe mashke. You have to bring fruit of the seven the Shivas Aminim for Bikurim. You can't bring liquid to the Beis HaMikdash. Hevi anovim v'darchan. But once you brought grapes, and then you were sochet them, how do you know that's good enough? Minalan. You can't bring it originally. But what, how do you know that once you bring it, minayin, tamalomar tavi. So you see, even the liquid, it has the status of bikurim. Big discussion. So what is the cutoff point? Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash. Is it just that you can't designate wine, but once you declared it Bikurim at home, you can already crush it into wine? All different shittas here. What exactly is the cutoff between no liquid and yes liquid? So Gemara says, one second, you're telling me that you learned those other items are Bikurim? Ikala Mifrach. Mali Bikurim Sheit Ketun in Kriya Vanacha. Bikurim has a Chumrah. You have to have a Mikra Bikurim. You have to put it in the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara mi Truma. Okay, fine. Learn it from Truma. For Truma Kufi Minalan. How do you know Truma? To Iskash the Bikurim. It's compared to Bikurim. It's not just compared, it is Bikurim. Truma is called Bikurim, and Bikurim is called Truma. So, Mala Truma, Shkin Chayavan Allah, Misa Vachomish. What do you mean? Truma has a uniqueness. If his czar eats Truma, he's Chayav Misa if he did it on purpose, and he's Chayav to pay for it with an added Chomish if he did it by accident. So the Gemara says, okay, Elagama Mitravayu, Truma Bikurim. Team effort. Truma and Bikurim. So the Gemara says, Mala Truma Bikurim, Shkin Chayavan Allah, Misa Vachomish. Both of them have that Chumra. The czar eats Truma and Bikurim, the Chayav Misa Chomish. So how could you learn out, you know, some of the other items like Kilayim? How could you learn that? Say, La Askim, Mi Truma v'chad mihanach, O Mi Bikurim v'chad mihanach. Okay, learn from one of the, one Bikurim and Truma with one of the others. And that team would help you out. One more section and then we'll continue. V'had itznan. What about the following? What about the following Mishnah? Let's at least set it up, and then we'll continue with it tomorrow. Hadetznan. What about the Mishnah that's in Mesechus Trumos? Devash tamarim. V'yayin tapuchim. V'chomet tzvanios. Let's say you have honey of dates, wine of apples, assuming tapuach is an apple. We've had that discussion. In Talmudic times, is tapuach, Rav Schechter has a suggestion that in the Gemara, tapuach doesn't mean apples. Because it says that a tapuach should be in charoses, but it's clear from the Gemara Pesachim that it's some type of citrus fruit. So apples aren't citrus fruits. Okay, so the Minhag Olam is to assume tapuach is an apple for charoses terms. Either way, but let's see, it's for sure not grapes. That's for sure. So yayin tapuchim, v'chomet sitvanios, right? We're here on sitvanit, right here. Chomet sitvanios, right? So the vinegar sitvanios. What is sitvanios? Rashi says, grapes that never get ripe. And therefore, the wine from them is never good. Never good. So chomet sitvanios, it just leads to vinegar, not wine. V'shar mini peiris shel truma, and all, meaning all of these of truma. You have dvash and yayin, all these of truma. Rabbi Lezer, are these really good? These aren't like good, solid fruits and juices. So, are you going to be chayiv in that case for a czar eating it? So, Rabbi Lezer, mechayiv karen v'chomech. Rabbi Lezer says yes. Rabbi Yeshua poter. And Yeshua poters. He says no. But my kamiflagi. So, what are they arguing about? Bedon mino mino. Or bedon mino v'uki ba'asar kamiflagi. They're arguing about how we have the limud from Bikurim to Truma. Because we learn liquids being asur, these are all liquids. We learn liquids to solids from Bikurim to Truma. So do you go all the way? Once you have a limud, you can't just go halfway, you have to learn everything similar to each other, what's called don mina mina. Or do we say, no, you can learn partial, and then say, but there's still independence to the malamid and the nomad. So how do we do it? So Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, Sabar, Rabbi Elazar, who says your chayef here holds don mina mina, you go full. Ma Bikurim, Mashkana Yosef, and Kamosan. Af Truma Nami, Mashkana Yosef, and Kamosan. Just like Bikurim, liquid is asur. So too, Truma, liquid is asur. Umina. And keep going. Ma Bikurim, Afilu Sharminin. Just like Bikurim, it's not just grapes and olives. It's all the Shivas Haminim. Af Truma Nami, Afilu Sharminim. So too, Truma, in its world,
it applies, which is not only Shivas Haminim, that's why it's not so exactly parallel here, but so too, Truma in all its meaning. And that's why you go all the way. Rabbi Yeshua, Rashi points out here that non-parallelism, because by Truma, we'll leave it for tomorrow. Let's just do the Gemara and then we'll talk about it tomorrow. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, don't mean up. Rabbi Yeshua said, no, you only go halfway. You learn the concept that liquid has the status of truma, but then v'uki ba'asra, ma mashkin dekodshim betruma, just like liquids that can become sanctified as truma, tirosh v'yitzar in midiach rina lo, it only applies to wine and oil, af mashkin ayotsemi and kamosan, tirosh v'yitzar in midiach rina lo. Only wine and oil, but these other items, wine of apples and all of these, don't get the status of liquid. So you can learn from it, but limited, period. This is one of the major sources in Shas. There's a machlokas that we've quoted many times. On a Daraisa level, what's Chayiv and Truma? What's Chayiv and Truma at a Daraisa level? Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas, including right here, say, only Tirosh V'Yitzar. Only wine and oil. The Rambam says all fruit. All fruit, apples, oranges, pears, everything is chayav and truma daraisa. How does Rambam read the Gemara? You've got to work it out. Maybe it's the machlokas tanaim right here, between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. Okay, we'll talk more about that tomorrow. We'll have to stop here. And Hashem, we will continue more with our Rotav.